Law is the expression of order. Divine law is the expression of divine order. The laws governing Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnit society, are expressions of divine order. Afurakani man and Afurai Kaitnit woman are two halves of a whole. We are the balance of one another. This is law in Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnit society, and it is expressive of divine order. Amen and Aminet are the two halves of the divine whole. They are the balance of one another. Ra and Raet are two halves of a divine whole. They are the balance of one another. Ka and Kaet are two halves of a divine whole. They are the balance of one another. The sperm cell of the male and the ovum cell of the female are two halves which become one whole. They are the balance of one another. This divine order, which permeates all of creation, is the basis from which our cultural laws are born. The laws of Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnit culture, link our life activities to divine order from moment to moment to moment, day to night to day, month to month, year to year, lifetime to ancestral life to lifetime. As we embrace divine order through the laws of our ancestral clans, we link our thoughts, intentions, and actions to divine order. In this manner, we develop good character, and it is through maintaining good character that we create and live good lives. Ritual is the means by which we incorporate divine law and restore divine balance to our lives. Ritual is thus the gateway to divine order. When we attune ourselves to Amen Aminet, we place ourselves in the position to know what is good for us and what is not good for us, what is needed and what is not needed, how to live and how not to live, how to function and how not to function. Through ritual, we place ourselves in the position to be fed by the divine force of law and balance in creation, whose male name is Ma'a and whose female name is Ma'at. It is through the god Ma'a and the goddess Ma'at that Amen, Aminet, establishes male and female balance in creation. It is these children of Amen Aminet that govern the center of balance within our bodies, within the operation of our spirits, within creation. When we attune ourselves to Amen Aminet in order to know right from wrong, what is necessary and what is not necessary, these spirits of divine law and balance, Ma'a and Ma'at, transmit the truth, the law, the divine order of Amen Aminet to us. We then harmonize our thoughts, intentions, and actions with the law. It is through Ma'a, Ma'at, that we are able to balance what we desire with what is in harmony with divine order. It is through Ma'a, Ma'at, that we establish good character. When we fail to live in harmony with law, we create situations in life that are imbalanced, disharmonious, self-destructive. Ritual is the means by which we restore balance to our lives. We return our focus to the divine order and embrace law through ritual. We are thus able to maintain our good character. And this is the essence of Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnit, ancestral religion, the ritual incorporation of divine law and the ritual restoration of divine balance. Embracing Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnit, ancestral religion, is the ritual means by which people of Afuraka, Afurai Kait, create and live good lives. To create and live a good life is to embrace and execute our divine function in the world given to us by the Supreme Being. Divine law is the instrument that balances our thoughts, intentions, and actions as we work continuously to maintain our good character and thus create and live good lives. Our Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnit names and language, our dances, songs, exercises, prayers, chants, marriages, meditations, initiations, clothing, our use of medicines, oils, colors, gems, jewelry, our hairstyles, foods, the designs of our buildings, shrines, villages, are all rooted in the ritual incorporation of divine law and the ritual restoration of divine balance in our life activities. All are rooted in Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnit ancestral religion, and all are essential to our ability to create and live good lives. When we live in harmony with the culture of our ancestral clans, when we embrace divine law and restore divine balance where imbalance occurs, when we operate through the guidance of our Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnit ancestral religion, we create and live good lives. We execute our divine functions in creation. We serve Amen Amennet. We are empowered and guided by the goddesses and gods and our ancestresses and ancestors. It is only when we neglect divine law, divine order, our function in creation, neglect the rituals necessary to incorporate divine law and restore divine balance that we suffer. This truth we have transmitted to and through our offspring ever since we first received it from the ancestral realm. This truth is what enabled us and our ancestresses and ancestors to create and live good lives throughout our existence on earth. It is what enabled us to express our respect for divine order through the building and the administration of great civilizations. In ancient Knesset and Kemet, we created and lived good lives. The great structures of those civilizations, which continue to stand after thousands of years, are evidence of the good character of our ancestresses and ancestors. They survive as a reminder of how the divine order of creation is made manifest through Afurakannu, Afurai Kaitnut on earth, when we live in harmony with our ancestral culture, when we incorporate divine law and restore divine balance through the practice of our ancestral religion. Afurakannu, Afurai Kaitnut, built civilizations in Afuraka, Afurai Kait, as well as in southern Europe, in Asia and Asia Minor, in North Amaruka, Central Amaruka, and South Amaruka, in the islands of the Caribbean, in Australia, in the islands of the Pacific Ocean. We have inhabited these areas for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. After the spirits of the goddesses and gods had entered our families in Afuraka, Afurai Kait, some of us left Afuraka, Afurai Kait, and inhabited various parts of the world. Those Afurakannu, Afurai Kaitnut, who left Afuraka, Afurai Kait, thousands of years ago, maintained the divine culture. We attuned ourselves to the nature spirits of our new surroundings and harmonized our life activities with theirs according to divine law and divine balance. We created and lived good lives. In Afuraka, Afurai Kait, as well as in the various parts of our Earth Mother, we built homes, villages, shrines. We extracted metals from our Earth Mother. We cultivated fertile land. We produced medicines. We noted the movements of the stars, sun, moon, planets. We noted the development of plant life, the cycles of animal life. We noted their influences on our spirits and harmonized these influences with our life activities and the development of our society. We created all of the things necessary for us to execute our divine function in the world. When we had disputes with one another, we incorporated divine law and restored divine balance through the rituals of our Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnit ancestral religion, and developed just solutions to our disputes, which were reflective of divine order. Throughout the process, we developed a greater appreciation for one another. We honored our ancestresses and ancestors, the nature spirits. We worshiped the goddesses and gods. We served the great god and the great goddess. Those who were exiled from Afuraka, Afurai Kait, those who had rejected divine law to embrace and incorporate lust as their lifestyle, are those who corrupted their spirits and their bodies. They who had isolated themselves and were drawn to northern Eurasia are they who would eventually degenerate into people lacking kanu, katnut, melanin. They degenerated into whites. After their mutation, the whites would begin to move out of northern Eurasia in waves. They would eventually come into contact with Afurakannu, Afurai Kaitnut, for the first time after thousands of years of isolation. When the whites came into contact with the Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnit civilizations, they brought conflict. They brought disorder because disorder is the nature of their character. The divinely ordered culture of Afurakannu, Afurai Kaitnut, which the whites encountered, was not a source of inspiration for them. Because of the nature of their character, our culture only stirred within the whites the lust which drove them and continues to drive them to destroy the culture and the people and claim the culture and the land for themselves. The whites began a series of wars with Afurakannu, Afurai Kaitnut, which have continued for thousands of years. The whites first invaded southern Europe, Asia Minor, Asia, and North Afuraka, Afurai Kait. As cancerous cells moving to consume healthy cells, the whites and their offspring moved out of northern Eurasia, attempting to consume the Afurakannu, Afurai Kaitnut, and the lands we had cultivated. For thousands of years, Afurakannu, Afurai Kaitnut won the war against the whites and their offspring. We continued to cultivate our lands and develop our civilizations. Even when the whites and their offspring would gain control of a town or settlement, it was only temporary. Afurakannu, Afurai Kaitnut would restore divine balance through ritual and in time overthrow the white aliens from our territory. After having been unsuccessful at destroying and taking control of the Afurakannu, Afurai Kaitnut in our various countries by direct warfare, the whites and their offspring believed that the only way to gain the control that they lusted after was to attempt to control and corrupt the culture of the Afurakannu, Afurai Kaitnut. Through settling near our centers of civilization and attempting to visit, trade, and live in the lands of the Afurakannu, Afurai Kaitnut, the whites and their offspring would introduce corruption as a way of living. They would introduce the lust-dominated culture. The immature amongst the Afurakannu, Afurai Kaitnut, would not immediately reject the white aliens. The immature amongst the Afurakannu, Afurai Kaitnut, would try to show them a measure of respect. Once inside the territory of the Afurakannu, Afurai Kaitnut, the whites and their offspring would attempt to bring down the Afurakanni, Afurai Kaitnut civilizations from within. They would encourage the immature amongst us to deviate from our normal patterns of living. Ultimately, the whites and their offspring hoped to create rivalries between the immature and the mature Afurakannu, Afurai Kaitnut. While we would fight one another, we would weaken one another. The whites and their offspring would then move to attack our nation from outside and inside while we were in a weakened state. When we accept poisonous substances in our bodies, we invite disorder and create conflict within our bodies. Our bodies then become weak. Once the body is weak, insects, substances, and various other things that would normally not be a threat to our well-being become a threat to our health, our lives. When the immature amongst us accepted the whites and their offspring in our societies, disorder and conflict was accepted in our societies. We then became weak. We had weakened ourselves by accepting poison instead of rejecting poison. The whites and their offspring began to spiritually poison the immature through the corruption of the ancestral religion. The whites and their offspring moved to poison our ritual means of incorporating divine law and restoring divine balance. It was their method of destroying our societies. The poison began to spread. Conflict amongst the Afurakannu, Afurai Kaitnut, began to spread. The means by which the whites and their offspring moved to poison Afurakannu, Afurai Kaitnut ancestral religion was to create characters who never existed, claim that these fictional characters were real, claim that these fictional characters were divine, and demand that we worship, believe in, and follow these fictional white characters and the foolish culture connected to them. The culture connected to these fictional characters is the culture of the whites, which is that of disorder, rejection of divine law, and a means of self-destruction for Afurakannu, Afurai Kaitnut culture and people. In order to make the fictional characters appear to be real, the whites had to give them names and create fictional life stories for them. The whites and their offspring used the information about the goddesses and gods and the ancestresses and ancestors of Afurakannu, Afurai Kaitnut culture to manufacture life stories about the newly created fictional white characters. The whites also corrupted the Afurakannu, Afurai Kaitnut names of the goddesses and gods and our ancestresses and ancestors and applied the corrupted names to the newly created fictional white characters. The whites and their offspring had learned some of our language and how to read some of our writings as they lived in and near Kemet, North Afuraka, Afurai Kai. They used the little that they learned from the culture of Kemet, perverted it, and used their perversions to create written stories of their false gods, fictional people, a false heritage, a fictional bloodline, and a false ancestry for themselves. Their goal is to make Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, believe that whites and their offspring were chosen by God to rule the people of the world and show the people of the world the way to live. This total insanity of the whites and their offspring is a reflection of the nature of their character, which is that of disorder, the only true evil. Fictional white characters were created. The fictional characters were given names. The fictional characters were given fictional life stories. The fictional characters were presented to Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, as real and divine. The many fictional characters that were created by the whites and their offspring include Abraham, Isaac, Ishmael, Judah, Moses, David, Jesus, Solomon, Sheba, Menelik, Muhammad, Buddha, Yahweh, Brahman, Allah, and Elohim.